mention that dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikrullah, is the oil of the heart. Just like how we have appliances, machinery, we have to keep on taking these appliances, oiling them. We have to maintain this machinery. We have cars, person buys a brand new car, and parks it at home for 6-7 months in the garage. Obviously the battery is at left. We need to recharge the battery. We have the cell phone which we use every day and how often. And you just need to make the vital call and suddenly we see the battery is low. In fact, after a few seconds, it's dead. So immediately you have to find a charger and you have to charge the cell phone about. Like that, the woman at home, they have so many appliances. And if those appliances are not maintained well, then after some time, they won't function efficiently. They have to go to a service. Like how cars also go to a service. So all these things are done so that the efficient functioning of these appliances, machinery, cars that we have, whatever, all these things function well. And if these things function well, then we are going to get maximum benefit out of it. Imagine if we have a fridge and we have all our stuff in the fridge, all the items that require to be cool, the milk, the butter, and other food stuff. And we leave the home for a little while. We go somewhere for the weekend. And whilst we are gone, suddenly the switch trips. There is some problem. And when we come back after a few days, we see the whole house is smelling. Why? Because everything went off in the fridge. Simply because the switch went off. And just like that, our heart, if this heart, spiritual heart, switches off, it becomes dead. And we won't find ourselves making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala efficient. We won't enjoy that ma'iyat with Allah Rabbul Izzah, that closeness, the togetherness, the proximity to Allah Rabbul Izzah. Every believer, every mu'min has some type of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single believer. There isn't a believer in the world who doesn't have a contact with Allah Rabbul Izzah. Each one of us has some contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course this contact, it is strengthened and it varies amongst the believers. Some believers have a stronger contact than others. And this is because they have more Allah in their heart. They are more conscious of Allah. And they have removed from their heart ghayrullah. The more ghayrullah we have in our hearts, then the weaker the contact we are having with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the less ghayrullah we have in our heart, then the stronger our contact is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every single person has this ma'iyat, this close proximity. Ma'a in Arabic means to be with. So Allah is in our hearts. But to maintain and to make sure that this contact is strengthened, this is what we are discussing, that we have to make sure that we check our heart all the time. And we have to service this heart, we have to oil this heart with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some factories, they have huge machinery and they have technicians whose only job is to make sure that everything functions properly. There may be no malfunctioning, otherwise there will be a disaster and the goods won't be produced. So these technicians always gaze on these machinery, always servicing them and repairing this machinery, maintaining these machinery. I mentioned the other day, person who owns properties and buildings, is a landlord. He goes regularly and checks his buildings. If any cracks, any leaks, any repair work that's required. And if he does not bother about his properties, his home, whatever it may be, shops or complexes. Then after some time, all this will become dilapidated. And then there'll be nuqsan to the person. So Allah has given us this heart. And Rasulullah has mentioned so beautifully, he's encapsulated everything in this one hadith. Allah inna fil jasadi mudhatan. Idha saluhat saluhal jasadu kulluh. Wa idha fasadat fasadal jasadu kulluh. Allah wahyu al qalb. So beautifully. This is the eloquence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, behold, listen very carefully. Allah inna fil jasadi mudhatan. There is a piece of flesh in the body. And if this piece of flesh is correct, it does not become bad. It is good. It is clean. It is pure. If it is nourished well, then the entire body will perform well. The entire body will be correct. The entire body will become pure. But the moment this piece of flesh becomes bad, it becomes decayed, it becomes rotten, then the entire body will not produce good amal. Then we find ourselves very easily slipping, very easily following the footsteps of shaitan. And as much as we don't want to do that, as much as we don't want to slip and follow nafs and shaitan, we want to be good, we want to become pious, we want to be in the environment of the masjid, we want to enjoy the serenity, the sukoon. Nobody wants to live a miserable life. Nobody enjoys living a life full of vice and sin and filth. And that is why the moment a person commits a sin, because he has that spark of iman in his heart, that little ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though his battery may be on low, then too he feels the remorse, he feels the pain, and he wants to make amends, he wants to change, he wants to reconnect himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is dhikrullah, we make so much of shukr that Allah has given us the tawfiq of sitting here in this gathering just to take His name. And Allah Ta'ala must give us that ikhlas and accept it. So by continuing this process of checking our hearts, our ta'alluq with Allah, that mayyat with Allah will become stronger and stronger and stronger. We find the awliya Allah, the pious servants of Allah, the anbiya alayhi musallatu salam, the ma'iyat they enjoyed with Allah was a very high degree. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, we give mentioned many incidents of Haritha radiallahu anhu and many other Sahaba, that how they enjoyed this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it was as though Haritha radiallahu anhu could see the arsh of Allah. Mawla Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi, a very great sage, Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to say that when he goes in sajda, he says, Mujhe aisa mahsoos hota hai, I feel as though Allah is really showing me His true love. Pyar. Allah mujhse pyar kar raha hai. Now when we go in sajda, what do we feel? Do we feel that ecstasy and enjoyment that Allah, we have put our head down in sajda, and this is the most closest position we are to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Do we get any enjoyment, any ladhat? We have that ma'iyat with Allah, but as you see, perhaps our battery is on low. Now we need to strengthen this battery. The same Mullah Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah used to say, Jab ham jannat, inshallah, he says, when we go into jannat, and when the hur'een will come, hur'een jab aayegi, when they'll come, so we will say, "Bas thoda sa Quran sun lo. Listen to Quran Sharif." This was the ta'alluq there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That lazzat, the enjoyment they got of Quran was of such a level that they forgot everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They realized when they open the Quran, they are talking, they are communicating to Allah. So all the time it is Allah, Allah, Allah. And of course, some went in different stages. Now we don't have to become like that. That is the hal of some mashayikh. Mawla Pulpuri Rahmatullahi, we have heard this many times, that he had that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sometimes he would even write Allah in the air. Crazy in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the strength of making His dhikr every single day of our life and keeping our nigah, our glance. We are the so-called technicians, and we have to keep on checking on this heart of ours so that this light and the glow that we have, it must not become dim. It must become brighter and brighter and brighter. The more brighter this light becomes, then a'mal as-saliha, good deeds, we will be able to do very easily. And not just perform those good deeds, we will gain enjoyment in doing those good deeds. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. When we say La ilaha illallah, La means no. We are negating. We're making nafi of everything besides Allah. So we are actually removing from our hearts all that filth that has collected in our hearts, which has clogged our hearts. We need to oil our hearts with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But first we have to remove all the filth from our hearts. So those pretty faces, those illicit relationships, those haram women that are plaguing our hearts, we have to say La to them. The pride, the anger, the jealousy, the ujb, the vanity, all these things we have to remove from our hearts. And you must feel that now all those diseases of the heart and all the filth that has accumulated and all the sin that is clogging our hearts, the moment we are saying La, like how a person sandpapers a door or a wall, like that we are using sandpaper of dhikr over this heart and everything is just falling off. And then you say, Illallah. Now we sing, bringing only Allah into our hearts.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah.
إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 حاضري الله ناظري الله شاهدي الله معي الله 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 دل مرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا أول يا آخر يا ظاهر يا باطن يا قوي يا عزيز يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين، ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. أو مموس بلبل الله، مموس كريم رحيم الله، yalla wa heart is feeling so heavy, my Allah. Yalla, because of the asam, the dunub, ya Allah. Because of the ma'asi, my Allah. Because of our disobedience to you, my Allah. Our hearts have become so clogged with sins, my Allah. They have become so hard, my Allah. They have become so heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling spiritually low, my Allah. Ya Allah, that ma'iyyat with you, ya Allah, it's gone low, my Allah. Ya Allah, you strengthen the connection with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the evils of our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our heart with your muhabbat and ishq, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our heart with your muhabbat and ishq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, come into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill your nur into our hearts, my Allah. The nur of iman, the nur of Quran, the nur of taqwa, the nur of our salat, the nur of our ibadat, my Allah. Don't make this nur vanish, my Allah. Don't make this nur get disappeared, my Allah. Don't make us lose this nur, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, ya Allah. Make us among the dhakireen, my Allah. Make us among the true dhakireen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have your consciousness all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be conscious of you, my Allah. That you are watching us, my Allah. That you are basirun bil ibad, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that maqam of ihsan, my Allah. Give us maqam of ihsan, my Allah. Give us that wara and taqwa, my Allah. Give us taqwa and piety, my Allah. Make us become righteous servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become pious slaves, my Allah. Give us tawfiq and hidayat, my Allah. Of doing good a'mal, my Allah. A'mal saliha, my Allah. Make us do those actions that will please you, my Allah. Don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Don't make us do those things that will make you naraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every type of filth, my Allah. From every type of evil, my Allah. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from casting lustful glances, my Allah. Protect us from fantasizing, my Allah. Protect us from having illicit relationships, my Allah. Protect our zuban, our tongues from zina. Protect our ears from zina. Protect our eyes from zina. Protect our minds from zina. Protect our private parts from zina. Protect our hearts from zina. Protect our hands from zina. Protect our legs from zina. Ya Allah, protect us from all those filthy places, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us istiqamat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, your ma'iyyati khasa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your ma'iyyati khasa now, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Mubarak days are coming now, my Allah. Ya Allah, before these days of Ashara, ya of Dhul Hijjah come, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us become pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pious, my Allah. Give us the himmat, ya Allah, of making that, ya Allah, the qurbani, ya Allah, on our nafs, ya Allah. Help us, ya Allah, to slice our nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to slice our egos and passions, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good and pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every evil, my Allah. Protect us from sins, ya Allah. Major sins, minor sins. Protect us from every type of fitna, ya Allah. That is pulling us, ya Allah. That is pulling our youth, ya Allah. That is pulling our woman folk, my Allah. Towards every haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, without you, my Allah. Even though we may have palaces, my Allah. We may have everything of this world, my Allah. But everything will become a jungle for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we may have small huts, my Allah. We may have small dwellings, my Allah. Ya Allah, but if you are with us, my Allah, Everything becomes like a garden, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the zulam of the zalimeen, Ya Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirir, Ya Allah. From the fitna of the fitteen. From the hasad of the hasideen. Ya Allah, grant us all our du'as, my Allah. Oh brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. Oh mothers and sisters at home, Ya Allah, listening over the receiver, my Allah. Each one has got some worry, some sorrow, some grief, some misery, some hardship, some problem, some difficulty. Some person has got a financial difficulty. Ya Allah, somebody some social problem, some domestic problem. Ya Allah, something worrying. Ya Allah, we've got different types of problems, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's suffering, my Allah. Remove our suffering, Ya Allah. Remove those things that are harming us, my Allah. Remove those problems, my Allah. Give us a chain and sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever our jais murads we have tonight, my Allah. We have raised our hands, Ya Allah. We are not turning to anybody else besides you, my Allah. Because you are mujibu da'wat. You are qadi al-hajat. Ya Allah, you are the one who fulfills our needs and desires, my Allah. There is no other Allah besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Inna kunna min al-zalimeen. We acknowledge, we confess that we have done wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill all our jais murads, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. So many suffering from depression, my Allah. So many, Ya Allah, have got qabz, my Allah. So many have got different, Ya Allah, feelings, my Allah. And so many sicknesses. Somebody got a heart problem. Somebody got cancer, my Allah. Somebody got this operation and that operation, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each person complete shifa, my Allah. Protect us from all those deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, even this evening somebody has passed away, my Allah. Grant all the marhumin, jannatul firdaus. Give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Especially our family ones, our close ones, our mashayikh, our ulama, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. Give us mawt in madira sharif, Ya Allah. Give us barir in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the hawza kawthar water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Give us jannatul firdaus without reckoning, my Allah. Without hisab kitab. Ya Allah, make us be in the group which will enter into jannat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our home in jannat be close to his, my Allah. Ya Allah, in jannat, give us all the bounties of jannat that you have promised, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially the chance and opportunity when we will be able to see you, my Allah. Don't deprive us of that, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr and azab of jahannam, Ya Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, our neighbors, our friends, our family members. Ya Allah, our musallis, our mutalliqeen, ulama, mashayikh, ufazi, kiram. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the best of and highest of maqam in jannat, Ya Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr and azab of jahannam. And protect us from every type of trial and tribulation. Especially, Ya Allah, the fitna of Dajjal, Ya Allah. Protect us from the fitna of the Dajjal, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Protect them from taking drugs, my Allah. Protect us from, Ya Allah, from taking alcohol, my Allah. Allah, protect us from riba transactions, my Allah. Give us halal rozi, my Allah. Give us barakat, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Allah, you open, Ya Allah, the skies, Ya Allah. Allah, make our rozi and pour. Make our sustenance pour from the heavens, my Allah. Allah, without slogging, my Allah. Allah, without going through difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, provide for us with ease and afiyat and comfort, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.